T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What a beautiful Thursday afternoon, January the 27th. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. Thank you for tuning in and joining us here at WWL. Once again, we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Drew Brees is reacting to Sean Payton's retirement. Somebody texted yesterday and wanted to know what Drew Brees had said about it, and I thought I hadn't heard anything. If he said anything, I missed it, but he's talking about it now, so we'll talk about that. Also, Archie Manning says he knows why Sean Payton retired. We'll talk about that. Ben Roethlisberger has retired. Yesterday, Tom Brady said something that made it seem like he's about to retire. And Aaron Rodgers is kind of leaving us open as to whether or not he is going to retire. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, you know, there was a press conference scheduled for 1 o'clock today, and we were going to carry it live. It was the mayor and the police chief. Mayor Cantrell, Police Chief Sean Ferguson were holding a press conference. And it was canceled about 11 a.m. this morning. It was canceled because apparently Chief Ferguson is not feeling well. But here's the good news. They scheduled a press conference. Do you realize the action that has been taking place now when it comes to crime? Do you realize the attention that's suddenly being paid to crime? You know, we've been talking about this a lot. And the mayor the other day was really passionate. And I love it. I mean, where was that passion? The city council has had 2 meetings on crime, and they've got to do something with those meetings and not just have a meeting. I mean, it sounds great to have a meeting, but a lot of politicians will have meetings and nothing results. And they make you feel good like we're doing something about the problem by having a meeting. And then this press conference scheduled for today. There is a peace march in New Orleans East that is bringing awareness to crime, particularly in New Orleans East. New Orleans East is a battle zone. And I've often talked about how I feel badly for the people of New Orleans East because New Orleans East is treated like a stepchild to New Orleans. And it's because there are not a great number of power brokers out there. And it's easy to dismiss New Orleans East. And I think it's a damn shame because that's a vast area, a lot of voters. In fact, I don't think somebody could be mayor without getting the votes of people in New Orleans East. I don't know the breakdown of voting, but I can't imagine you being mayor without winning New Orleans East. So, you know, shame on the politicians. And it's not just Cantrell. It's been every politician. I mean, we talked about this when Landry was in office. It's easy to ignore New Orleans East. And then people call the show when we talk about crime. And they say, you know, how come those people, and I love when people say that, how come those people don't do more about it? How come those people don't care? They do care. And they're not speaking out. They're screaming out. And they want something done. And we need to help them. Because you can't do it alone, and they can't do it alone. So let's pay attention. They care. They're desperate. We'll try to find out a little bit more about that march. It's at 4 o'clock this afternoon in New Orleans East.
If I can just interject here.
Yeah.
In my observation from where I sit and the job that I do here, it's almost like, and stay with me here, it's almost as if the highest rated, most listened to talk radio station in this market has an impact on what happens in city government. Because we've been talking about this nonstop for many months on your show and on Newell's show here. Not because we want to, not because we think it's fun. We wake up every day and say, well, let's, you know, think about how we can just talk about crime all day long. It's not what we want to do. It's what we must do. It's part of our duty as this radio station, as the voice of this community. And I like to think that it's having an impact because we know they're listening. We do know. We get texts from them. We get communications from people in city government, in state government. Occasionally they call us. We're not so lucky as to have the mayor on as a guest as often as we would probably like.
Or ever.
Except for that one time during the hurricane.
Well, and that's when we kind of put everything aside.
Right.
And she was the mayor. She is the mayor. And so she needed to inform people, and she used our station. And during a hurricane, I was willing to drop everything else. And, Mayo, you're just on as the mayor to talk about the storm.
And that was a great hit. And that was perfect. Everyone was happy with the way that went. Someday, maybe she'll be back on here. I'm not holding my breath. But we know that there are people in that office who listen to the voices of the community here, people who call in and voice frustrations at us. Maybe they're calling their city council representatives, or maybe they're not. But you can get on here. You can get your voice out on this radio station and get 40,000 impressions. You know, and I'm using that kind of loosely,
right,
quote unquote. It's like social media doesn't have that same impact. Sending an email maybe doesn't have that same impact, but WWL does.
It does seem like there has been a groundswell of passion and interest in doing something about the crime problem, which has, for the most part, gone unchecked. And the thing that has bothered me most is that the mayor isn't addressing it. It's not her fault. Well, she is now. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. But I thank all of you for raising your voices and putting pressure on the mayor to act. And I know she hates me talking about this, but Mayor, I have a job to do. I serve this community just like you serve this community. And my job is to bring attention to the things that we need to bring attention to. I'm a resident of New Orleans. I was born here, grew up here, and I care about this city a lot. And I hate that downtown became such an S show that I had to move. Although I love where I live at West End now, but the city has changed. And I'm seeing it firsthand. So this is not BS. And, you know, this is no smoke screen. This is not smoke and mirrors. I see it happening. And some things have happened to me personally. So it's about time that this really did get the attention that it's getting. It should have gotten attention a long time ago, but I'm grateful that it's finally getting attention now.
I've got a couple text messages at the top of the pile, if you'll indulge me. Here's one that says, the mayor is not worried about re-election anymore.
Well, I realize that, but the mayor needs to worry about her legacy. Mm-hmm. She's got children. She's got children growing up in this city. Do they want to see her mother as somebody who didn't do her job, who turned her back on New Orleans? And look, I do understand that, and this really does feed what I have said all along, and that is that politicians don't give a blank about us. They only care about getting elected or getting reelected. They only tackle the issues that will help them get in office. They don't care about us, which is why I wanted to run for mayor. That was going to be the essence of my campaign. And I almost did, but decided at the last minute that I didn't want to give up radio. But my goal was going to be to, you know, have somebody go in there who doesn't care about reelection. Just do the job. And you know what? If you do the job well, we'll reelect you. But if you suck, then you're out. But I'm not going to, you know, I wouldn't pander to, I wouldn't make plans, and I wouldn't base my strategy on getting reelected. That is the problem. And it's not only the problem with the mayor. It's the problem with governors. It's the problem with senators. It's the problem with congressmen and women. It's the problem with the president. It's a problem with every politician. And we're too stupid as voters to recognize that, and we let them get away with it. So shame on us.
Here's a text that says, just a suggestion. What would happen if all the radio and TV stations regularly reported on each time someone is convicted and sentenced for violent crimes? We hear all the time about the violence, but we never learn if anyone is going to jail with the doors closed. I know the DA is taking heat, but maybe he'd like us to hear about those who he puts in jail through the system.
I would love that. Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't have the staff to follow that information. I mean, you know, some outlets do, but we don't have a staff for that. But there's no reason why they can't give that to us. And if they give that to us, we will promote it. I think that's a really good idea. The problem is that we can't rely on that because we wouldn't have much material from what I'm hearing.
Here's one more text message that says, I think Janice is the one that gets credit for calling in and getting things done. Janice in New Orleans. The hero we deserve.
She does. Boy, she's always making a call.
Hell yeah. Good for you, Janice. Thanks.
All right. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. All right. So what is Drew Brees saying? What is Archie Manning saying? And also, we'll talk a little bit about this walk, this peace walk in New Orleans East. And I think it's really good that people are taking action, and we need to pay attention to them. Also, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about Nikki Six from Motley Crue opening up about his sobriety. And Rob Lowe, the actor, is opening up about his sobriety as well. And I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about your battles. I want to talk to you about what you've gone through, because a lot of you have done it. A lot of you have beaten the battle with alcohol and drugs. And there are people out there that know they have to fight this battle, but they can't bring themselves to do it yet. It might be something that you say that totally changes their mind. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is a beautiful day. Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. Coming up, going into the next break, we're going to play this rendition of the national anthem that was sung at the Super Bowl on this day in 1991. Yeah, remember the Super Bowl used to be a little earlier than it is now? On January 27th, there was a Super Bowl, and somebody sang the national anthem. I know many of you already know who it is. But it was just such a great version. I want to play it in its entirety as we celebrate that anniversary. It's going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go uptown to Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. So this is my first time listening to this program. And
really?
I have some questions.
Wait, so you're not only a first-time listener, but you're a first-time caller, obviously?
First-time caller.
Oh, we got to give you a little treatment here. You know, we recognize all the first-time callers, all those people who have been listening, and they finally decided one day that they were going to call the show. But you're a brand-new listener. I welcome you to our show. I hope you find it entertaining.
I am thus far. Very, very. And thank you for the theme music.
Sure.
So here's my question. I'm hearing a lot of complaints, comments, you know, a little bit of wine and sprinkled in. So my question is for you. All right. What's this? Why is it like that? And what's the solution? I'm hearing about crime in different parts of the city. And I just recently heard the East, you know, and my question is, what's the solution? And what do you think we should do about it? And why is it like that in your opinion?
Okay. We talk about this a lot, and a lot of people already know what my answer is going to be, but I'm happy to talk to you about it, and there are people who may be hearing it for the first time. There's a long-range solution, and then in the short range, well, first of all, let's start with why. And over time, Jonathan, it's unfortunate that compassion in our society has allowed criminals to be pandered to. There's a perception of more attention paid to the criminal than to the victim. And we even have a district attorney, Jason Williams, who ran on the idea that I'm not going to try juveniles as adults. But one of the first cases that he had to take once taking office involved a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old, and it was a woman, and it was a gun, and it was a car. And he said, I'm trying these as adults. I'm glad he broke that campaign promise. And I think that there is this perception in society that we can get away with it. This doesn't happen in Jefferson Parish. It doesn't happen in St. Bernard or St. Tammany Parish. It happens in New Orleans. And it's because criminals have been coddled for too long. So we need to do more to stop them. And right now we've got the DA and the police chief pointing fingers at each other. They need to work together. The police chief says, we're arresting the same people over and over again. You're not doing your job. You're not putting them away. There are judges that let people out right away. And the few people, and it's few relative to the overall population, but the few people who are involved in the criminal behavior, it's large enough to make them a menace. But that group, they know what's going on, and they know that nothing really bad's going to happen to them. And so that's what needs to change. There needs to be consequences for negative behavior. Parents should have taught this at the very beginning of their child's life, and too many didn't. And at some point, it's too late to teach them without just having consequences for negative behavior. And I mean, the consequences need to be severe enough. And I'm not talking about torture, but the consequences need severe enough so young people don't even think about committing a crime. It's nothing to carjack a car. I'm not going to get in trouble if I do it. So why not do it? And they do it. And they do it over and over again. That's just one example. The other long-range issue is there needs to be shame placed on the idea of having children as a career choice. There's a story in the news right now about a 15-year-old girl. This is in St. Charles Parish, but a 15-year-old girl and her 3-month-old baby are missing. I hope they find them. But there's something wrong with a 15-year-old girl having a 3-month-old baby. And the problem is the 15-year-old girl's not going to have that one baby. In many cases, they're going to have multiple babies. And so if you're not raising your children, if children are having children, this is something that, you know, in some communities, it's kind of shameful to do that. It's not about race. It's about lifestyle. It's about human behavior, which, you know, we talk about all the time on this show. And I can't tell you everything about me and everything about the show and, you know, one phone call. But I hope that you will listen long enough to figure out, you know, who I am and where I'm coming from with a lot of these things. But, you know, there needs to be integrity. There needs to be a sense of more morality. Like, okay, we've got to try to do the right thing. And that also means parents not having sex in front of their kids. And we know it happens. And kids learn from their parents. When a young person picks up a gun, they know exactly what to do with it because they've seen their parents handle guns in the house. And so often the kids end up shooting themselves or shooting somebody else. But they know what to do with the gun because openly guns are handled in the house without any direction. So these are all of the problems that have led us to where we are.
So school, think big picture, okay?
Yeah.
You said you've been in New Orleans a native for how long? You said you was born and raised there, right?
Yeah.
So when I posed the question why, I wasn't primarily focusing on the past year or two, what's, you know, I'm talking about as a whole.
Well, everything okay. That I mentioned is goes way back. It goes back generation after generation.
So okay.
But it has gotten worse. Jonathan, look, I was here in 94, 95, and 96. And I remember those years, and those were years where we had, like, I think one year there was 395 murders. So the murder rate's always been, but the casual carjackings is something that's new, and it's not being stopped.
Right. I grew up in that area, school, so I'm very, very familiar. But what I'm asking you is, there's a reason. I don't like how this narrative been posed. Like, it's just, you know, it's lawlessness and all of this stuff going on. There's a reason that there's crime and things going
okay,
on.
Why don't you tell me?
Of this magnitude.
Tell me the reason.
Okay. Like there's a reason, Scoot. You've been here your whole life.
All right, well, okay, we've established that you've got a reason, so tell us the reason.
Well, Scoot, first of all, there's no resources, no opportunities for the underprivileged, specifically the youth and minorities in the city. And it's been like this a long time, Scoot. And it starts from education, number one, okay? This state still has one of the worst education systems in a nation. How about you start there? How about you provide some opportunities for young people? You know, I don't think a lot of youth and young people in the city would be doing the things that we'd be doing if they had other opportunities available.
But I'll give you a bigger problem than that.
Their behavior.
Jonathan, understand. I understand that. But wait a minute. Wait a second.
Why is the narrative like murders? Scoot, murders, crime is up nationwide. I don't like all I'm hearing is whining and complaining. This is nothing new going on in the city. Do you see what's going on in Philly? How about you go check the murder rate in Philly? How about you go check the crime rate in Chicago?
Jonathan,
Baltimore.
I'm not on the air in Philly. I'm not on the air in Chicago. I'm on the air here. I was on the air in Philadelphia. I talked about that when I was in Philadelphia.
This is not a city thing. This is not a city
Jonathan,
thing.
This is a, Jonathan.
It's a nationwide crisis.
It is a nationwide problem, but it's worse in New Orleans than it is in surrounding areas. Therefore, the crime needs to be addressed. And when you, Jonathan, look, this may be the last time you listen to the show, but I'm not, Jonathan, no, let me talk for a minute. You talk about education, you tell me a kid out there that doesn't have a school to go to. Education's there, but it's not there for those who don't even care about being smart. And opportunities are there. There are job openings everywhere, but they're not job openings for people who don't want to work. So this is what needs to change. A concept of achieving things, a concept of hope, a concept of get off your ass and learn and do something and change the cycle. There's education available. It may not be the greatest in the country. I agree with you, and there are problems. And yes, there needs to be more resources. I agree with that. There needs to be more opportunities. But there are opportunities. There are jobs available everywhere, and education is available everywhere. But education doesn't help if a 15-year-old kid decides, I don't want to go to school anymore, and mom and dad say, if there is a dad, I don't care, it's okay, don't go to school. That is the problem, Jonathan, and that's what you're not addressing.
So, Scoot, let me get this right. You're saying the education is there in the city
and
the resources are there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, there needs to be more resources, but there's education. Let's just focus on education for a moment. There's education, but kids are just dropping out of school and their parents don't care.
You're saying the state of Louisiana has a good education system?
Jonathan, look, I'm going to end this conversation because you keep changing what I'm saying and I'm not going to continue, okay? If this is the last time you listen to the show, so be it. But I'm not going to have you continue to just repeat what I'm saying. I didn't, and say things that I didn't say. I didn't say the education system was great. It means you're not listening. So if you want to listen and call us back, that's fine. But when I just tell you that the system is not that great, and then you come back and tell me right after that, oh, so you're saying the system is great? I mean, I can't deal with that kind of stupidity. I'm not going to on this show. You know, like, don't turn things around to fit your argument. There is education available. There are a lot of kids. There are a lot of children of color getting an education. And they're doing the right thing. But there are too many young people in this city who have been who have been led down the wrong path. They've been led down the wrong path. They have been taught the wrong things. They have been taught to always blame something else. They've been taught to blame. There's no job. Nobody's going to come to your house and give you a damn job. You got to go get it. But there has to be a desire to go out and get the job and do it well enough to keep the job. There are job openings everywhere, and wages have gone up. And if you're 16 years old and just starting out, you shouldn't have a family. You should not have a family to raise. You should be able to, like, use the money that you're earning and work hard to step up. Stop this BS about it's the education. I know there are problems with education, but you can get an education. I went to East Jefferson at a time when East Jefferson, you know, I skated by. I had a severe case of obsessive compulsive disorder. That was a bad part of my life. I didn't study. I had a very high IQ, but I didn't do well in school. And nobody forced me. My parents didn't encourage me to do well. And the school didn't encourage me. But I don't blame it on the school. I blame it on me. But man, this is about human behavior. Stop this business about there's no education, there's no opportunities, because there are. But this is a myth. We had a reverend call this show recently and say the same BS on the air. There's no education, there's no opportunities. BS! There are opportunities. But somebody's not going to come place it in your lap. Nobody place it in my lap. You got to go get it. And I know that my life is different from the lives of a lot of people. I understand that. But still, nobody gave me anything. Nobody gives you anything in life. Stop living with this idea that you got to give us something. Get off your ass and do the right thing. And doing the right thing also means not having children if you're 14, 15, 16 years old. That is a big part of the problem. That should be absolutely shamed. Make a mistake, have a child, whole different story. Having children as a career choice, it feeds the cluster of the few people that are creating the problem. And it is generational. If you would like to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. I had no idea that this would happen on the show today, but you never know what's going to happen on the show. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day, January the 27th, 1991. Our American troops were in the first Gulf War. The first Gulf War started January 17th, 1991. So imagine our troops going to war. And look, this was the first Gulf War was about getting Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. It was a noble cause. It was totally different from the others. And so America was behind this war, generally speaking. 10 days after our troops went to war, Whitney Houston did this version of the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There is a peace walk happening in New Orleans East at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll get a little more information on that for you. It's people in New Orleans East just fed up with the crime, saying, hey, look at us, notice us. It's about time. And we need to listen to them. We need to pay attention to their voices because they're asking for help. They're done. They're fed up with it. And they should be. And we need to help them. From New Orleans, Jackie, you're on WWL.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Jackie.
I was calling in reference to one of your earlier callers who made a comment that Orleans Parish school system did not have enough seats for every student. And I agree with him wholeheartedly. As a retired educator in Orleans Parish school system, I have seen where children did not get a seat in a classroom because they weren't good test takers or because they didn't have a great GPA. Also, those who may have had a seat did not get to school because the bus didn't come and pick them up because they had to travel across town, no longer in their district, to attend a school. So they were left there on the street. And unfortunately, what happened? They became products of society and led to a life of crime, maybe. So there is evidence that students do not have seats in Orleans Parish school system because of our charter system that allows them to not accept students they don't want.
But there are schools where children can go. I'm not saying this isn't a problem, Jackie, and I appreciate you bringing this to my attention, and I will look into this, and I'm going to have to get to a break here in just a moment, but I appreciate that information. If there are buses not picking up kids, then let's fix that problem because that's a problem. If there are students that don't have a seat in a classroom, that's a problem. Let's fix that. But it's my understanding that if a young person in New Orleans wants to go to school, there is a school for them to go to. But they have to want to go. They have to want to stay. You know, you have to have your parents' permission to drop out of school. But it's my understanding that there are a lot of kids that just don't go. And there's no follow. They just don't go to school. And so they fall prey to crime. They fall prey to leaders in the community that lead them in the wrong direction. And it's sad. It's sad that we're afraid to talk about human behavior and human conditioning, because that's what this is about. Now, there probably are problems, like Jackie says, with seats in schools and buses. I'm not an education expert, but I know that there are public schools. I see stories every day. There's a story on the news last night about this teacher who does an extraordinary job. And I see all these people in class in New Orleans. They're getting an education because they want to be there. But you're not going to get a kid education if you don't want to be there. And that's what needs to change. The desire, it should be cool to be smart. And for some people, carjacking a car is cooler than going to school. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. I mean, our lines are totally lit up, and we're gonna carry this over into the next hour as well. Very quickly, Drew Brees talked about Sean Payton. Said just an incredible time with him. That Sean Payton pushed him to the edge and had fun doing it. And he was always optimistic and always looking toward the future, and always talked about bringing your best. And he said that really affected Drew Brees' life. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. A sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar. It was on this day in 1972. Gospel great Mahalia Jackson died of heart failure. She had diabetes as well. She died at an early age. Mahalia Jackson died on this day in 1972 at the age of 60. Let's go to Wayne from Baton Rouge. Hey, Wayne, you're on WWL. Hello, Wayne. All right, let's go to Bobby in Slidell. Bobby, now we lost Bobby. Let's go to Brian in New Orleans East. Hey, Brian, welcome to WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon.
I want to comment on that guy who called earlier.
Okay.
Not so much just on him, but you know, it's funny. I totally agree with all that you say. You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yes, we do have a problem in our education system here in the city and in the state. We do have a problem with our education system. But as far as opportunities, man, you have to want to be educated when you get to a certain age. You know,
right.
It's mandatory for you to go to school. But if you go to school and you just don't have it in you that you don't want to be there, and you know, you have to want to.
Yeah.
So, you know, we make all of these excuses for these kids, you know, we don't have this and they don't have that. No, and they are absolutely right. They don't have other alternatives for them. We do need other alternatives. We had Booker T. Washington that was of a trade school. It was before my time, but I've heard a lot about it. I remember Sidney Collier. You know, trade schools, they need...
You know, Brian, you're exactly right. You know, in some European countries, high school is not always college preparatory. And the mentality of our high school in this country is to get people to college. But not everybody's college material. Not everybody needs to go to college. And so there ought to be more emphasis placed on trade-type topics and subjects in school.
They should be. And, you know, we get upset when, you know, we... And I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I don't care. You know, we get upset when they want to open up certain schools to everybody. Everybody can't be placed in a school with accelerated students.
Right.
You can't. You cannot place them in there because it becomes a distraction.
Right.
Everybody does have to have an equal opportunity for education. But that opportunity should be for those that want to be educated, that want to learn, that know that, you know, I want to do this or I want to do that, and I have an alternative. I have a goal in mind, not for those that just, you know, you got to have an open up for everyone. Yes, true, but everyone can't be placed
right
in that same group. With
Brian,
everyone.
I'm going to have to go because I've got news coming up. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm so proud that you're listening to our show in the afternoon from New Orleans East. And I think this really comes down to a question of, is there a greater lack of opportunity or is there a greater lack of desire to get an education? I'm Scoot on the air. Beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're coming back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.